Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for another one of our community check-in shows. This show was recorded back on Thursday night, May 14th, 2020, and we spend an hour taking your calls talking about the best lounges around Walt Disney World. What are some of your favorites? Of course, for Pam, it's Territory Lounge over at the Wilderness Lodge. I like Geyser Point. There's so many to choose from, and you can also get meals at the lounges. I like Tune In Lounge for my peanut butter and jelly shake. Just walk up, grab a shake, and go. But what are your thoughts, and hear what our listeners have to suggest for your next Walt Disney World vacation. Don't forget you can support the show three ways. Book your next trip with the great folks over at themagicforless.com. They offer their amazing services to you for absolutely no cost. So check them out today and work with the experts over at themagicforless.com. You can also use our Amazon affiliate link. It's at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You're getting all those Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, you can become a patron of the show over at patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Get some extra content. We do polls. We do Ask Me Anythings. We have videos and even a new podcast called Mike in the Midwest, just a little mini show for fun here for the patrons. So if you want to get in on that fun and support the show during these times where travel is a little lean, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Thursday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest podcast community check-in live here on Facebook. So glad you're here joining us live. We're going to have fun talking Disney for the next hour. And of course, we do this every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday night. So we're for day one or night one of four in a row here on the feeds. We make it a four-day weekend every weekend and get together, talk Disney, just get together as a big podcast family. Hang out for an hour a day, have a little virtual fun, and talk about our favorite place, kind of keep up with the news and daydream about stuff that's happening, talk about news in the real world sometimes. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. So I'm so glad that you're here, and if you're listening on the podcast feed a couple of weeks down the line, hope you're having a great day wherever you're tuned in. Maybe you're on a run or walking the dog, cutting the grass. Thank you so much, as always, for your support of the show. Before we get going tonight, we're going to have our fun topic. I think everybody's going to like this one. I just want to thank everybody who has reached out and asked about, you know, supporting the podcast in these tough times, because obviously, you know, the podcast is directly impacted by travel. You know, I work full time booking Disney vacations. That's what I do. So currently, no matter how hard I, you know, work or how many trips we're planning quite a few trips right now. I mean, it's a busy time. I'm not just sitting around. This has been one of my busiest beginnings of a year in 2020 as I've ever seen. But as the parks and the ships are not sailing, the parks are closed, resorts are closed. You know, obviously we get our income when guests travel. So that is not happening right now. So I know that some folks have reached out, you know, just with encouraging words. Some people have given, you know, donations to help us out, you know, gift cards, stuff like that. Guys, I can't thank you enough for that. That means so much that you're that. I'm not asking for it. I'm just saying it's so nice. Just people dropping in and saying, you know, with an email, I've enjoyed these extra shows, or I'm so glad that our community can rally together. I just want to let you know that I appreciate each and every one of you, everybody. You, if you are tuned in today, you took the time to listen to our show. This is a dream of mine to get to do a podcast like this. I love it. It's so much fun. I hope you always know that. But I just want to say thanks, because you guys have been so kind to me over the last couple of months. It's been a struggle, but it's been a blessing, because, you know, on the flip side, I've gotten to know so many people that I didn't know before all this happened. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being so kind and still tuning in, even though it's a difficult time for Disney fans. You didn't just abandon us. Just thanks for being there. It means so, so much. Thanks for your support, as always, for the past 12 years plus. All right, so tonight, let's get talking. We have some stuff we can talk about in the news. City Walk over at Universal, which is basically the Disney Springs equivalent to, you know, Disney's got Disney Springs, Universal has City Walk. It's really a bunch of shopping and restaurants, donut shops, ice cream, stuff like that. They opened today, and I was kind of watching the coverage, just a little curious about it. Seemed like it was all right. Social distancing for the most part, you know, not totally packed. I did see a 2.5 hour wait for a table at Margaritaville, one of their outdoor restaurants. They were only seating outside with social distance guidelines. They had a very, very limited capacity, but people were there. People were, using mobile ordering as much as they could for some places. Some places it wasn't working. So what are your thoughts on what you saw with CityWalk? Also on the Disney side, Disney has now canceled trips for early June through June 6th, I want to say, check-ins. So if you have a trip like that, you'll be getting an email shortly. You can reschedule, obviously, the rest of 2020. And you can also convert that to a basic package with just your room for 2021 at this point. And as the full packages are released later this summer, we can get those squared away for you as well. So it's kind of the big news of the day. We are going to be talking tonight. Some of these days you kind of just need a drink, right? And I don't drink that much. I have drinks on vacation, maybe one drink every other day or something like that, a margarita. I don't drink beer, anything like that. But one of the things I like at Walt Disney World is hanging out with my friends in lounges. You know, whether it's the Territory Lounge or the Gurgling Suitcase over at Old Key West, Geyser Point, Nomad Lounge. You just have, Disney has so many unique venues, the Abracadabar. Tonight, I want you to call in and give me the lounge you could, if you could sit at a bar tonight with some buddies at Walt Disney World, a lounge, you know, because a lot of times you can order right off. I always go to Tune In Lounge and order a full meal, PB&J shake. I don't get a mix, I don't get an alcohol. I just get a PB&J shake in my meal. I'm happy as a clam. I love the Tune In Lounge. So if you could be anywhere tonight at a lounge at Walt Disney World, where would you be? So we can talk about CityWalk. We could talk about the opening of Disney Springs because we're getting trinklings of, you know, just sprinklings of what's going to open, what restaurants will be open, what won't. Apparently, the Walt Disney World locations will open the last weekend of May. What are your thoughts on that? And, of course, we'll talk lounges tonight. Phone lines are now open, 407-413-9395. That's 407-413-9395. And before we go any further, I do want to say happy birthday to Emma. She's celebrating a quarantine 12th birthday. She tunes in a lot here on the live feeds. Happy birthday, Emma. We're so glad you're here. All right, let's get to the first call of the night. I think I hit the right one because we got three hit at the same time. I hear a bird in the background. That's awesome. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's TJ up in Chicago.
Hey, how's it go? You got the birds singing, man. It must be a nice night.
Yeah, I'm up for a walk with the dog right now, so.
I love hearing that. That's how I survive.
It's a nice night, but it was kind of a crazy morning. We had storms and had a tree get struck by lightning earlier this morning. So
oh, my gosh, yeah.
Fun day for us.
You're no kidding. That's spring in the Midwest, man. We're getting them here in a couple hours, I think. Who knows? We'll see. So, if I get lit up, you'll know. If you see the power go out. Go ahead.
Heard you on a show that you used to go skating up in Downers Grove?
Yes. At the I'm trying to remember what it was. It was a long time ago.
It's like 10 minutes from where I grew up. It was my first job was in Downers Grove.
Yeah, so what it was like a national championships for outdoor inline skating and bicycling. So the race had a $25,000 purse, and you skated around the town. You did these loops, and I think it was 40 minutes and then two laps. So there wasn't a determined distance. It was really unique. It was called a criterion. And so you skated 40 minutes. After 40 minutes, it rang a bell. There was two laps of the town left. It was a crazy race. It was so much fun. I love that little town. It was cute.
But yeah, no, it's right by where I live. So
nice. I'd like to get back. I haven't been back in ages since then. Yeah, I skated all over. Back in the day, I skated all over Chicago. I skated in Schaumburg. I skated in Naperville. I skated in Silver Lake or something like that. All the suburbs.
And where I am is right between Naperville and Downers Grove.
There you go. That was a mecca back in the late 90s for inline speed skating. Nice. So what's going on?
I did not know that, and I'm about the same age as you.
Yeah.
I was just telling you what was going on there. What I mean, it was Space 220 was opening. So.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's going to be open tomorrow. I wish that was the worst. That was the worst thing we had to worry about was when Space 220 was going to open 3 months ago. Oh,
cool.
My gosh.
Yes. No, I just... calling in to say hi. I gotta get going though. We've got someone here to take a look at the tree. But hope you're staying safe. Keep getting the runs in.
Absolutely.
And we'll catch you later.
Same to you. Stay safe, and it's good talking to you. Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye bye. All right, great call there from Chicago. Love Chicago. We're talking a little inline. I'm telling you, these live shows, if you're listening on the feed, if you're tuned in live tonight here on Facebook, I don't know what we're gonna talk about. I did have the inline skates. I was looking at them today because out in front of her house, there's this cutest little girl. She's probably 5 or 6. And you could tell her parents got her some roller skates. And she was teaching, the parents were teaching her how to skate. And I thought that was cute. I kept telling Mallory I was going to put on my skates and bust a couple speed laps, but she got mad. All right, Hello? Next caller's here. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Diane from Massachusetts.
Hey, Diane from Massachusetts. How's it going?
All right, how are you?
Hanging in there.
Good. So I'm not sure if this is allowed, but I'm kind of taking the lounge out to the high seas, if possible.
Oh, dude, you never have to apologize talking cruise with me. Trust me.
I'm heading over to the most recent lounge that we were able to experience. We did our Grand Slam cruise this past December and got to experience the French Quarter Lounge on the Disney Wonder.
I have not. Is that one like kind of adjacent to Tiana? Because I haven't been on the Wonder since they added Tiana's place. Is that something?
Yes. So I believe that ship was dry docked, I think, in September for a couple of upgrades. Mm-hmm. And it is down the hall from Tiana's place. And it's fabulous. They had the live music going. The decor was on point. They served beignets there.
Oh.
So it was fantastic. We hit it up the first night that we were there. We didn't even have our luggage yet. And we didn't even change. But we're like, we're going to go grab a table there. And We just hung out for a little while before dinner.
So are the beignets, obviously you have to purchase, right? Or do they come with the cruise fare?
No, we had to purchase them. They gave us, you know, some little snacks, peanuts, toasted fava beans and whatnot. But those were additional because typically those lounges are just drinks. But we could purchase the beignets. And my daughter loved them so much that I think they were only featured on the menu at Tiana's place for dinner once. But the waiters, you know, they're always going above and beyond. They got it for her every night that we were there because we were lucky enough to rotate through Tiana's place 3 times on our cruise. So it was great.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I told the story a few weeks ago here on the show that I talked to this cast member at Disney Cruise Line Reservations. I speak to him quite, you know, I call there like 5 times a day, and they have a lot of cast members, but you call so much, you get to know everybody. Chad is the guy I love talking to. He's former military. He's been on 96 Disney cruises, but his wife's been on 160. Okay, so I'm like, dude, you got to be kidding me. So, you know, I'm like, you've done everything. Yeah. You've gone everywhere. I'm like, okay, you got to tell me, what's your favorite ship and why? And he said the Wonder because of Tiana's place. That was his, but he's from New Orleans, but that was his answer. He loves the Wonder.
Yep. It definitely has its own, you know, appeal. I definitely, prior to that, we had sailed twice on each one of the other ships. And I do like the Fantasy and the Dream only because there's kind of more to do on the pool decks. My kids love the slide, the aqueduct, and all that. Mm-hmm. But the Wonder definitely had its own charm. I loved Tiana's place. They had like the live band there on stage 2 of the nights because the other night it was New Year's Eve and they were up on the deck, you know, entertaining people getting ready for midnight. But it was great. I don't know. You can't go wrong on any of the ships, really.
So you said you've done the Grand Slam, which for those that don't know, that means you've been on all 4 ships. So you've done that, you said?
Correct. Yeah, we did twice on the Fantasy, twice on Dream, twice on Magic.
So I'm trying to think what my favorite lounge would be. Now, back in the day, now this is dating. I don't think this lounge exists anymore because I can't remember if it was on the Magic or the Wonder because it was way before the Dream and the Fantasy. It was called the Cadillac Lounge. Is that still around? I don't even know.
Yes. The Wonder. We were there on the Wonder. They might have it on the Magic. I can't remember.
I think
but
it was
we
the
did.
Magic. Yeah. I think it was the
yeah,
Magic.
But we they do have a Cadillac Lounge over on the Wonder because we did visit that lounge one day where we left the kids at the Oceaneers Club for a couple of hours for some adult time.
Absolutely. Now, my favorite, though, I guess would have to be of all the lounges on any of the ships, I like 687 on the Fantasy. That's got a cool feel. I like that one.
Yeah, I've never been in that one, actually.
Oh, my gosh. I got busted in that one. We were all trying to hide out from our wives, Scott, Steve Forrester, Pam's husband. A couple of us, we went to tequila tasting. We got a little rowdy, and we got our wives. I think we're a little embarrassed. So we said, okay, let's just all go into 687 because it's the sports lounge, and it's kind of dark. It's kind of like an Irish pub feel to it. We're like, we'll just go in here. We'll just kind of hang out for a little while. They'll cool off. We walked in there. No kidding. All of our wives were sitting right there. We're like, oh, we're done.
Fun times.
Oh yeah, cruises are a good time, boy. Because we thought we had it all figured out. We were on, because it's one of those lounges that's on deck four where the running track is, so you can just kind of go from the running track right into the lounge, basically. So we all went out to the track, and we came up with a plan. We're like, let's just go to 687. We'll hang out for a little while. It'll all blow over. So we're like, yeah, high-fiving each other. We walk in there. We're like, ooh, whose idea was this? I could still see my wife. It was so funny. It was a podcast cruise. What can you do? Anyway,
hey,
so much
fun. Good.
I love it, though. Hey, well, hopefully we'll get back on those cruise ships here soon. I can't wait.
Me too.
All right, well, stay safe up there. I appreciate you calling in tonight. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Love talking Disney Cruise Line. So if you want to talk about your favorite lounge on the cruise ships, I'm in. I like Cadillac Lounge. I like 687. Oh, I'm trying to think, what's the equivalent on the Dream? Because 687's on the Fantasy. I'm trying to think, what is it on the Dream in that same spot? I go there all the time, but I can't remember the name. O'Gills. It's O'Gills, right? Or is no, O'Gills is on the Fantasy. All right, we have our next caller. It's Alfred. Alfred, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Hanging in there. I'm burning up. It's so hot down here right now.
I know.
It turned
hot
all of a sudden.
Too in my place.
Whew. I mean, it's humid, too. Like, it's getting ready to rain. It is so sticky down here.
Yeah.
We're turning the air on as soon as this show's over. I have to. I won't go to sleep.
I put the fan on, and I'm sitting right in front of it.
I have no fans down here because of the sound. I'm just cooking. It'll be fine. I'll make it. Yeah. I'm in the basement. So what's going on with you?
Right. Oh, not much. Tomorrow, there's parts of New York that are reopening. Nothing near me, though, obviously.
Don't go far. I don't want to. If I see you on the CBS Evening News at a rave or something, I'm going to come find you.
No, it's all like the middle of the state that they're opening up.
I could see that, because I mean, I think the thing that a lot of folks like me from the Midwest, we think of New York State, and we think New York State is all New York City. But I mean, I would imagine things are probably different, like in Buffalo and places like that, right?
Well, the funny thing is, the west coast of the west side of New York is closed, and like the Hudson Valley, all the way down to the city. And Long Island are still closed. It's literally from Canada to like Pennsylvania that's opening tomorrow.
Hmm. Yeah, Pam said they were having that problem in Pittsburgh because or in Pennsylvania, because they were getting ready to open their state. But Philadelphia is so close to New York City and New Jersey that they're having all kinds of issues. But Pittsburgh is not, you know, in a lot of the states rural. So they said, you know, it's a tough call in those big states that have a lot of rural areas, too. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to see what happens. Maybe they'll start to open us, but our numbers are still not where they need to be. So,
well, let's hope. That's all we can do.
We're still stuck in.
All right, so give us some lounge picks. Yeah. What do you got for a lounge?
Enchanted Rose.
I haven't been there. I've never been there yet.
I walked in. I did not stay. I walked in. It's gorgeous.
See, I think people either love that place or hate it, because it was getting a little hate at first. And then I think Ricky said she liked it, too.
Because people liked the other place.
Yeah, they liked Meisner's. Yep.
Yeah, so they couldn't handle change.
Yeah, that's true.
But, but this is really pretty in there. Like, I could see myself sitting there and staying.
And buying overpriced drinks all night.
Yeah. I just don't have time for that. There's too much to do.
True. I hear you. But then I get tired, and that's a good place to just park. I go, and then I'm too tired, and that's a good place to park in a lounge.
Yeah, very true. I don't know. You thought Universal looked like it was okay?
Yeah, I haven't looked in the last couple hours. I was looking at about 4 o'clock my time, which would have been about 5 o'clock your time.
Yeah. Because I was looking at, like, the lines and stuff to get in. It didn't seem like they were too spaced out, you know?
Yeah. I saw how they had their procedure set up to get in.
I've heard some scary stuff. Yeah. So I heard some scary stuff that the governor there in Florida is not reporting all the numbers. of cases and deaths. So I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, who knows on that stuff? You know, I don't pretend to try to get into that because, you know, we'll never know. I mean, they could be telling the truth. They could be lying. Yeah. Who knows? But the thing is, what I was looking at was the mechanics of how they were letting people in City Walk, and that's probably very similar to what it looked like Shanghai. You know, it happened here, stand here, stand here. But, I mean, the thing is, like, it's still, and I've, you know, said this over the past few weeks, being from the Midwest, I still haven't seen anybody wearing masks, you know, like when I'm out, because I don't go to stores. Like, I did. Right. Tonight I picked up our dinner from a restaurant because Paige had, she's working on her paper, and it was 80 degrees, and I had the top down on the Jeep. I just wanted to get out of the house and drive my Jeep with the top down. So I went to get it, and the guy that came out for the restaurant had a mask on, you know, and I felt bad. I didn't have mine on, but yeah, I just reached out the passenger window. I never was like probably 6 feet to him. But the thing is, you know, it's one of those things that in that picture, getting into City Walk, you know, they were taking people's temperatures as they were going in with like the zapper, you know, just the thermometer there.
Okay.
But like they had that plastic face shield, you know, in the big suits. It's so outside of my comfort zone right now. I guess we'll kind of adapt, but it's just so strange.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm ready to go, but right at this moment, if Disney said they were opening June 1st, I would not be going yet.
Well, they're not opening June 1st. They canceled a bunch.
But
I hear you.
Too soon for me.
Yeah.
Like, I would consider August, September, you know, that I'd be more comfortable with. So, you know, if they open, say, in July, because they've had enough time to fix things if they need to. You know?
Yep.
So,
I kind of want to get down there just to kind of be, you know, to document that I was there, but then I don't, you know, but I wouldn't be touching anything. I can tell you that. And I probably wouldn't be doing, I say I wouldn't do any attractions right now, but I'd have to get on Space Mountain or something because I'd be like, I'm here. But, I have no self-control that way.
Yeah.
But I think it would be, I mean, I don't know. I mean, would it be as safe as going to my grocery store? Maybe, you know, my grocery store has got all kinds of people in there. What, you know, you're putting yourself out there, you know, and just obviously if you keep yourself in a little isolation box for the rest of your life, you're probably never going to get it, but you're also never going to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a balancing act. We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, but like I said, right now I'm not going out.
And that's your comfort level. Exactly. I get it.
Yeah.
Totally.
I do have to go like for physical therapy tomorrow, but I told my therapist, I said, can I come before you start? Because he's actually a friend of mine, so I pretty much tell him what I want.
That's nice.
And he says, yeah, come at 10 o'clock. No patients come till 10:30. I said, fine. I'm in. I'm out. Done.
That's how you got to do it. Yeah, because they're doing the antibody tests around here, and like you can get in and get out. You're the only one there when they do them, but I'm still even nervous about that. Because I think 50-50 I had it in February, possibly, because I was sick as a dog.
Oh,
sick
really?
As a dog, and I had all the symptoms. It was right before I went
get
to Princess.
The test, then.
I don't like, I hate getting, needles and Mike Rahman do not mix. Almost pass out every time I see a needle.
I feel the same way, but you get used to it. I know.
Well, because right now they also say if you have the antibodies, it doesn't matter because you can get it a second time. You know, so I'm like,
Oh, yeah, but at least you'll know if you did or you didn't.
Yeah, but I mean, then I still got to be nervous. Like, why? I don't know. We'll see. I'll think about it. All right, Alfred, we got a few more people trying to get in, so you stay safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
All right.
See you later.
Sounds good.
All right, have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, there's Alfred. Love checking in with Alfred. He's not ready to go back. Some people are. Some people aren't. It's a comfort level thing. It's fine. And he's not going to get me to go get an antibody test. You don't understand. If you guys saw me when a needle pops out, whoo-hoo, look out. I'm either on the floor getting ready to pass out or getting ready to run. And I'm not very fast, but I am pretty determined, you could say. So I'm not a big fan of needles. Sorry, nurses and doctors out there. All right, we have our next call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Dennis from Plano. How are you doing?
Hey, Dennis. I got your picture. You're looking at me right here on the screen.
My kids just started a online martial arts class, and I saw you're doing a live show, so I thought this would be a perfect time to call in and say hello.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, that's cool. They're doing so. Do they see is like a Zoom thing, or how are they doing it?
Yeah, it's Zoom. They're in my living room. I move all the furniture around. They have plenty of room to punch, kick, do whatever it is they need to do. And the instructors are there at the studio, appropriately social distanced. And, you know, both my kids have been doing this for 7 and 9 years respectively. So they pretty much know how to do everything already, but it's one way to keep it more structured to their day. So I'm all for it.
Have they ever punched a hole in like your walls or anything ever? Or do they, it's about self-discipline,
no.
Right? That's the whole thing, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, my oldest is a second degree black belt. And youngest is a first degree. So they, like I said, they've been doing this for a long time. And,
holy cow.
And I did mention I move all the furniture around.
Yeah,
so there's nothing for them to hit. But yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Three times it's a week. I get away from all the madness in the evening. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, Mallory's Cheer is reopening next week, and so because their county opens next week, because we're in the adjacent county to where her cheer studio is, so they're opening. But there's cheer. It's so weird because, you know, you can't social. You know, if you think about social distancing and cheerleading, you know, competitive cheer where basically it's all stunts. I don't know how they're going to do this, but
right,
they're opening back up, so we'll see.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Well, half the martial arts my kids do is Brazilian jiu-jitsu, which is grappling, which, you know,
yeah,
wrestling,
yeah, exactly.
And getting on the ground. So, so they're not doing that. And the owner of the facility was talking about trying to figure out when to reopen the studio because gyms are open on Monday down here in Texas. And so she said that's not going to happen. And so they're trying to figure out what classes are going to look like when they can do them in person. And there's kids that are 3 to 5 years old in the youngest class here, and I don't know how they're going to do a class with them without being able to keep their fingers out of their noses and mouths.
Well,
so
you know what? That's a great point because, I mean, that's going to be one of the biggest challenges when Disney reopens, when the parks reopen, because, I mean, it's a family destination. You have kids, and if you do, and we don't know for sure, but if masks are a requirement or a very strong suggestion, either way, you know, a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old they're a pain in the butt in a normal day, you know, like they're not going to be always 6 feet away from people. They're like you said, they're not going to keep their fingers out of their noses and they ain't going to keep the mask on. I mean, it's just life. That's how it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And my oldest is also an assistant instructor for martial arts. And he hasn't been able to do it for the past 7 weeks, but he's eager to get back and to get into that. But I just told him, I was like, you have to be able to figure out how to tell these kids from 6 feet not to do that. And I don't know how you do that. These kids have a mind of their own. So.
You have to tell me, man. I taught 17 years. I never figured it out. So it was a challenge. It was, you know, there were ways. You get most of them, not all of them. You got most of them. Anyway, so we're talking lounges. So where's your favorite place to hang?
You know, the last couple times I've been to Disney World with my kids in tow, I haven't really been able to take advantage of lounges. But I do know that I love the bars that were next to the big pool at Coronado and at Riverside.
Yes.
And just being able to pop over there and get a frozen drink on a hot day while lounging by the pool in the middle of the day. That was one of my favorite parts of those last couple of vacations.
Yeah, Coronado. I can't remember the name of it at Coronado, but it's a great one. I mean, they have some, like, you can get empanadas with a frozen margarita, sit by the pool. That's vacation. It didn't used to be vacation for me. It was always the theme parks, but that has become vacation. And like you said, it's muddy waters over at Riverside. It's one of those things. There's just so much going on, but you can just sit there in a lounge chair and just watch everything go by. Oh, God. Now, you know, I'm missing Walt Disney World something fierce the last couple of days, but it's more resorts than parks. And just that thought of, you know, hanging out at Riverside or Coronado poolside, because it just got warm here again. That is just that's a trigger right now. I need to do that.
Yeah, at dinner this evening, I asked my kids what was their favorite vacation that we've taken in the past half dozen years. And they and my wife all said our Alaska cruise last year. And one of the reasons was it was just getting to explore. And they said just having time on the ship when we'd sit around a table and play cards and nobody was getting text messages
yes.
or phone calls or anything, any of the distractions. And I was like, you know, I can't really disagree with that. As awesome as all the attractions at Disney World are, just having that uninterrupted family time with in a different environment with incredible scenery is hard to beat.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, it's one of those things it's hard to explain to people when you get back home that, like you say, you know, especially when we do these podcast cruises, you know, we have a lot of people and we have these events, you know, we'll have a character meet and greet. We'll all get our pictures with Mickey or Minnie or we'll do like a... We'll rent one of the bars on Castaway Key, give out smoothies, have races, all kinds of stuff. But inevitably, when we come home, same thing for Mallory, Paige, Pam, our favorite memories. You know, you spend all this money for the cruises to go to these amazing places and have these amazing experiences, which I think is essential to appreciating, like you said, the small moments, just the hanging out, talking, sitting on a lounge chair and doing nothing. Because, you know, in everyday life, somebody's got to be somewhere, well, you know, with your kids, you know, somewhere, somebody's got to be somewhere all the time. Where that's the beauty of a cruise. You know, you got stuff to do, but you don't have to do anything. I can't wait to get back on those ships too, because once we started talking about lounges and experiences on the ships, I love Walt Disney World, but I love cruises even more. They're my favorite.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was thinking back to the first cruise we ever did, which was a double dip at Castaway Key, and just, you know, those days where you go out and hang out on the beach all day, and then you come back to the cabin and get cleaned up and go to dinner. And then it was just so relaxing. And, you know, you felt like you were on the go, but at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, I did a lot of stuff, but this was not bad. This was incredibly relaxing. What could be better than sitting on a beach with some gentle waves coming in, sipping a cold drink?
Yes. And speaking of Castaway Key, because I was missing it fierce this afternoon, we had our first like 80-degree day. We had a 90-degree day like a month ago, and then it got cold again. But it finally got warm again today. And for like, I had like a 1-hour window before it started raining. I got on my hammock and was chilling, and I found this amazing album on Apple Music. So I'll share that out after. It's all Disney songs, but they're all reggae style, and they played it Castaway Key too. So I'll share that on my Twitter after the show tonight, so everybody can pick that up. Because if you're Apple Music, just download it, listen to it. But it's an amazing album. Made me for 1 second, you know, I didn't have cookies for lunch or anything like that, but for 1 second, it was almost like I was at Castaway Key. Almost, not really.
That was perfect. I can't wait to see that.
As close as we're going to get right now, unless you're working. So
yeah,
what can you do?
Definitely.
Well, Dennis, I appreciate you calling in. Make sure you tell your kids I said hello, and hang in there. And this will all be behind us soon, hopefully.
All right. Good talking to you,
okay,
Mike.
Talk,
take care.
Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Talking about life. Talking about lounges at Walt Disney World. One of my favorite lounges. I mentioned it earlier. And this has nothing to do with drinking. It's the Tune-In Lounge over at the studios. Next door to 50's Primetime Cafe. It's got great ambiance. Great ambiance. It's like being in an old 50's living room as you wait. You go up to the bar. The bartender's there, a little sassy, got a little attitude to them. They're fun. You can order anything off the menu. I always get the sampler platter with a little pot roast, a little meatloaf, and a little fried chicken, my peanut butter and jelly shake, and just hang out at the bar. And the funny thing is when you have dinner at these lounges at the bar there, even if you're not getting a drink, it's fun because the bartenders, especially if you're on a solo trip, the bartenders talk to you, the people next to you talk to you, you find out where they're from, what they do today. It's almost like a cruise, because on a cruise, typically you're seated with folks from different places, and you can talk about your day, you know, where they're from, was this your first Disney cruise, stuff like that. It's like that at the lounges. I love that. Another one that's been mentioned a lot tonight that I encourage you to try if you've never been there is the Nomad Lounge over at Disney's Animal Kingdom. This is right at the entrance to Pandora, and it's adjacent to Tiffin's. And if you go in there, they have a drink called the Leapin' Lizard. Imagine that I would like the Leapin' Lizard. It's a great drink. And let me just tell you, the inside of the lounge is pretty sweet. It's Joe Rohde decorated, all that stuff. It's amazing. But I'm telling you, here's the secret. Go outside. They have like a covered patio where it has like couches, outdoor furniture out there. We've had big groups of us out there, maybe 15 or 20 of us with the chairs and the couches and our drinks and some appetizers. The best time too to be out there is during a Florida thunderstorm. Oh, it's amazing out there. You get the sound of the wind and the rain and the thunder with your drink, and you're just sitting there and it cools off. Oh my gosh. Nomad Lounge during a thunderstorm with a Leapin' Lizard. Top 10 experience at Walt Disney World. Okay, so let me think about another couple that I really like. Trader Sam's has been talked about a lot. I do like that. Obviously, it's probably the most themed of all the lounges at Walt Disney World. Obviously, over at the Disney's Polynesian Resort, you can get some pretty sweet mugs. They're expensive, but you can get mugs to bring home, which I have the Uh-Oa here in the studio. Another one that's a hidden gem when it comes to lounges, and it's not because of the drinks. It's because of the burger. It's the Cruise Cup Lounge at the Yacht Club. It's next door to the Yachtsman Steakhouse. And I'm telling you, if you've never been there, it's not very big, probably seats about 40 people, maybe. But oh my gosh, they have a great burger, fries, and great ambiance. So check that out and get over there if you can. So Jody says in the live chat, she says they were freezing outside at the Nomad Lounge, but they got a glass of red wine and they said it was perfection. So you got to like that. Let's see, we had some other ones. I'm trying to get O'Gill's was the, I got that mixed up earlier. 687 is the awesome sports bar on the Disney Dream. O'Gill's is the equivalent on the Disney Fantasy, but it's more of an Irish pub type place, but it also doubles as their sports bar. It's a lot of fun. Tanya says at Cruise Cup Lounge, get the prime rib sliders, fries, and a watermelon margarita. Now, I've never had those sliders, but that sounds like they're right up my... This is why I love this show. I'm going to try that next time. Prime rib sliders. Oh, my gosh. And their fries are super good. And anything to drink. I think I got a Coke Zero, but I could go for that. Let's see here. Michael from the UK says Nomad Lounge is for him. Bridget goes with Cruise Cup. Jennifer is also saying Nomad Lounge, but she gets a drink called the Tempting Tigress. I don't know what that's all about, but it sounds cool. That's pretty nice. Let's see here. I'm trying to see where we have some other ones. Looking around. Yeah, we had some great choices tonight. So let us know in the comments below where you would like to get a drink if you could be at Walt Disney World right now. All right, we have our next caller. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Wade Anderson. How are you?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Had a little rain up here ourselves, and it got really humid. So I know exactly what you speak of when you say the humidity's coming in.
Dude, I feel like I'm swimming through the air. Here's the problem. The basement was super comfortable, except we have a walkout basement, and I made the mistake of opening the screen door, and so now it's all gone. Like, it was nice and cool and comfortable, and I screwed up, so.
Well, hey, the humidity reminds you of being at Disney World, right? So
yes,
there you go.
Yes, I don't want, okay, I could forego this part for right now, but yeah, it does feel like Florida, totally.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's why I couldn't run today until about 4 o'clock. So I had these Zoom calls all day, and it was raining. And so finally, I got out. I literally ran outside, got down the block. And I was like, "Whoa, the humidity!"
I see people
zapping me quick.
I see people that run like late in the day, or like I see people that run like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I know you got to run when you get the time. I get that, but I'm the reason I run so early in the morning every day because I'm a total wuss when the temperature's hot. Like, I can't run when it's hot. So that's why I'm always up before, you know, right when the sun comes up. That's it. You know.
I'm with you there. Yeah, I'm absolutely with you there. And it wasn't bad. It was in the 60s, but the humidity is high. But yeah, I'm totally with you. I see people running at 4 o'clock and I'm like, it's 87 degrees. Must just have like a death wish.
I know. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how people physically do it. No way. I can't.
I'm with you, where
are you going for a lounge? What are some of your favorites?
Well, I've got two really favorite ones here. I would say number one, well, and I'm going in resorts here, Territory Lounge at Wilderness Lodge. Great place because they've got great appetizers, you know, a little food. You can get desserts. You could get the, at least you used to be able to get the, what was it like? The berry crumble that was served at Artist Point, mm-hmm. former restaurant where Storybook Dining is now.
Yep.
But a great, just a great lounge off the, off the lobby. It's kind of quiet actually. And that, lobby at Wilderness Lodge can get loud with Whispering Canyon there, but you just kind of tuck around to a Territory Lounge and it's just a great place. Big chairs, ball games are usually on when there's, sports.
Remember those things called sports. Now, I've never been to Territory Lounge. Pam Forrester, favorite place. Never been there. It's one of the few places I haven't been.
And it's not, it's not huge, but it's not tiny either. It's just a great place to go. And like I said, you can make a meal of their, I guess they call them small plates or appetizers. But you can sit in there and order 4 or 5 of those and a dessert, and you're pretty good, and a drink or two, and there you go.
Problem is when you have an appetite like mine, you don't want to go to one of those small plates places. You'll go broke. That's not good.
I understand. Believe me, I do. You just get a lot of small plates then.
Yes.
But my number two, and I have to throw it out there because I think it's a pretty cool place too. It's kind of my 1B, and it is Victoria Falls Lounge at Animal Kingdom Lodge Jumbo House.
Yes. And I've
right above Boma.
Obviously, I've seen that a million times. I've never sat there and had a drink there. I've had a drink at what's the place over at Kidani? It's right there inside of Sanaa bar. Yeah, it's just Sanaa. I don't know. Maybe it is just Sanaa's bar.
I think it is just Sanaa Lounge, maybe. Just sort of their lounge.
Yeah,
there,
my wife
think.
And I had dinner there once, or because we just didn't want to wait, and they said, you can sit at the bar. We're like, okay, let's go. So that was fun. But yeah, Victoria Falls, and somebody else just mentioned it, Tim did, in the live chat. And I've never sat and had a drink there, but like you can look down on it in the lodge there, and it always looks just like the coolest, chill place. Like I want to do that, and it's never have either.
It is a very cool place, you know, because you can, first of all, you get all those great smells from, yeah, you know, Boma that wafted up there. Yeah. So if you're waiting to eat, it makes you hungrier. But it is just kind of that cool little, almost like a little floating, you know, lounge in between the main lobby and in between, you know, the bottom floor of Boma, and where Chico is, of course, too. But it's just a great little chill lounge, a fun place to have a drink.
So do you have like a go-to at Victoria Lounge, like a appetizer or a drink or anything?
The drink is the, I got to think of it right now. It's, and you can get it at both these lounges. I want to say it's got three cherries on it, smoked turkey, smoked bourbon, something like that. It's, boy, now the name escapes me. I can picture it's kind of got a little reddish hue to it. Three cherries across the top, and it's got liquid smoke in it, so it's kind of a smoky bourbon. Well, I gotta think this name now, but something like smoked something. See, but it's good.
My problem is I didn't start drinking until I was in my third, like I hadn't had my first drink of my life until I was in my 30s, and I've only only drink every once in a while on vacation, so I don't know what any of these drinks are. Like I don't know if I've ever had bourbon. I know I've had tequila because I like margaritas, but I don't know, like whiskey, yeah, bourbon. I don't know if I've even had it in a drink. I have no idea.
There you go. Well, if you get to one of these lounges, look for the picture. That's the great thing, is it's got the picture. And you can point to it. Three cherries, picture. It's a good tasting drink, not too strong whiskey or bourbon taste. Kind of like drinking like a mule or something with whiskey with some ginger beer in it type of thing. So it's got a little bit of a sweet taste, but this one has just that little bit of smoky essence. It's just a great drink after a long day. So those are my two.
Those are good picks. So there's a bunch of obscure ones that I was thinking of too. Like, and I wonder if you've been there. So have you ever gone to Bellevue over at, everybody loves Bellevue at Boardwalk?
Oh yeah, Boardwalk. Yep, absolutely. Just off the lobby. That's a good lounge show. I didn't think about that one.
Here's another one that I
that is.
We actually watched the national championship football game here, a bunch of the Lizards. I watched it with Mike Bankhead because it was Bama against Clemson. Martha's Vineyard at Beach Club, right? Yeah. It's right there by Ariel's. It's never open.
Yeah,
it's hardly ever open.
Right, that one. I got to be honest. I don't think I've ever gone in there to watch it, to have a drink at all. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think we were like really the only ones there that night. But we watched the national championship game. You know, Moose was there, who's Jocelyn's husband. He's a big guy. Boy, he can drink some. Speaking of mules, that's his drink. He drinks those mules like they're Gatorades. Mike Bankhead was there rooting for his Clemson Tigers. I was there rooting for Bama. Oh, that's a fun night. Yeah, I'd never even thought to, because it never seemed like it was open. But it was a fun little place. I mean, nothing really super themed, but it was a nice little, you know, place to watch the game.
Yeah, absolutely. The Wave has a pretty good lounge also.
Yes.
As you first walk in.
Yes, we've been there.
Yeah. I actually watched some of the national championship game this year, Clemson and LSU. Mike Bankhead was not there, but I did see him the next day and gave him my condolences, told him I was rooting for his team, but unfortunately didn't work out this year. But yeah, that's a nice lounge there. A nice, you know, you can walk in. It's got kind of a tucked away area too, big bar, TVs, pretty cool place.
The thing is too, like, cause I've been around Mike, because obviously marathon weekend is always like the day after the marathon is national championship day for college football. And so, you know, Mike's a Clemson season ticket holder. So Clemson's usually in the national championship game, at least over the past, you know, so long. And it's one of those things like, usually, like Bama's been in a lot, and I'm a big Alabama fan. So, and I'm a big SEC fan too, But I got, you just can't root against Mike Bankhead. It's just physically impossible. Like, I love the guy so much, it hurts to, like, root against him. I hate that. Yeah. I tell my wife that every time. Nice, like, I can't. And you know what? Clemson fans as a whole, like, I've never met a Clemson fan that isn't the nicest person in the world either. It's weird.
There you go. There you go. And I you know what? I've got, like, Joe Burrow was actually grew up in Nebraska. All his brothers, his father played at Nebraska. And so I had reason to root for LSU, but I'm like, no, Mike Bankhead's rooting for Clemson. I'll root for Clemson. So I tried. We tried this year.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That works. And how, one last thing. Wait, yeah. Have you been to Barcelona Bar at Coronado yet? It's new.
I have not been there. No, I have not been to the new, it's in the tower, right?
Yep. Yep. And it is awesome looking. I haven't had a drink there, but I've hung out with lots of our listeners because, like, there were a lot of people there for Princess Weekend to stay at Coronado, and you just pass through that area. And there were always, you know, folks from the podcast down there. So we just hung out there a lot, but it is gorgeous. Cause it's kind of like Victoria Falls where you can see it from above. So you can kind of see what's going on, kind of peek out if you see anybody, you know, down there. And there's a, you know, open staircases on either side to go down. Yeah, it's a neat little place. Diane just brought that one up. That's one of the newer lounges, but they hit a home run with it too.
I'll have to check that out. That sounds very cool. Hopefully, knock on wood, in November. Hopefully.
We'll see. Yeah. Right? And I'm hoping. Trust me, I'm rooting right with you every day.
Yeah. Exactly. I know you are. So, anyway.
All right. Hey,
good to chat with you, Mike.
I appreciate it. We got a Rams fan in the chat room. I got a boot out of here. It looks like. Oh, wait. It's my dad. Okay. Hang on. That's all right.
There you go.
Right, take care, Wade. Good talking to you, buddy. Stay safe up in Nebraska.
Thanks.
All right. See you later.
All right. Take care.
Right, bye. Bye-bye. All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. We're talking your favorite lounge to go to at Walt Disney World. Could be a place to grab dinner at the bar, maybe just in the seating area around the bar. You don't have to get a, you don't always need a reservation that way. This is the hack that Pam Forrester's come up with for years, that if you want to have some good meals, and you don't have a reservation because you're not a planner, you just decided, hey, let's roll up here. Oh, can't get dinner there. They have no reservations left for the night. Go to the bar, go to the lounge, and ask if you can get dinner. They'll let you get dinner. You can order off the full menu. Just get, you know, a Coke and a meal or a, like I say, when I go to the Tune-In Lounge at 50s Primetime, I get the meatloaf, the pot roast, the fried chicken, and a peanut butter and jelly shake, and I am good to go, especially if you're down there by yourself for a race and you don't want to sit at a table all by yourself. That's the way to go. They can't tell you're by yourself when you just kind of hang out there in the lounge. All right, so that's going to just about wrap up tonight's show about the lounges. Let me set the stage for the rest of the weekend here as we roll in tomorrow into Friday. So Friday's show, tomorrow's show that comes out here in a mere 12 minutes on the podcast feed, Pam Bricky and I are talking about, the topic of the show is to bring back three. So we get to go back with superpowers and bring back one attraction, one restaurant or dining experience or food, something food related, and one intangible like a promotion or a theme or something like that. So we get to bring back an attraction, a dining experience, and a feed or, you know, a promotion or some kind of a feeling type thing, and hear what we have to say tomorrow night. That's the topic of the show. So you got to think about your attraction to bring back, your restaurant or dining or food, and what promotion or experience you would bring back. Okay, so that's Friday night show. Saturday night, I'm excited for this show because if you know me, I love a lot of things. I love Disney. I love sports. Love my family. And I also love Mizzou, but I also love weather. I've always loved weather. So when there's a good storm coming, I get excited. So here's the topic for Saturday night. What's the most extreme weather you've had on a Walt Disney World trip? Have you ever been there during a hurricane? Have you been there when it snowed? I've been there for both. Now, not on the same trip, but I've been there when it snowed. I've been there during a hurricane. Also, you know, other things. Have you been there for extreme weather, big old thunderstorm in July that, you know, blew all the leaves off the trees? We want to talk extreme weather at Walt Disney World on your trips on Saturday night. And of course, on Sunday night, we are going to be having the open line where we can talk about any of the topics from the past week or anything that is on your mind. All right, give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike. Of course, Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. Join us every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right here on the Facebook page. All right, we're going to get out of here for a mere 23 hours. But we'll be back again talking Disney and having a great time and getting through all this together. So stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.